Episode 7, The Beginning Exposure. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of the Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Andra L. Crawford. Thank you all so much for joining me for another episode of the Empowerment Podcast. Oh boy, I'm outside. It's hot here in Michigan today. And I got both babies, the dog baby and the baby baby. So I'm sure you might hear someone bark. You might hear him talking about come look at this aunt. I mean, you know, you never know over here. So anyway, this is the negative of not having support. But anywho, in 26 days, that'll all be behind us. And so for today's episode, which of course is called The Beginning Exposure, it is, I credit my entire mindset change to my fiance. He, oh my gosh, just when I met him, it was, I was just like, you know, a regular single female, you know what I mean? Like dating and being a young professional and all the things, you know? And like when I met him, our conversations started off cerebrally. It was never, oh my God, Lily, stop. It was automatically deep. You know what I mean? Like, it was automatically just awesome. Like, there were no, that surfacey crap, like, and excuse my language, but that surfacey stuff that you're so, that I should say, is so common, you know? But anyway, what we began talking about in the beginning was mindset. I mean, he talk about a lot about like different people that he follows currently too. Michio Kaku, Robert Kiyosaki, and a few others who I can't, of course, think of right now. So I got a little bit too much going on. And just so smart, just the information he was giving me. However, I just was not yet in the mindset to receive it. Again, I was just, you know, floating through, being your average 30 something, because yeah, at the time I was 32 when I met him. So it was, you know, it was just, I'm just floating through and oh my God, I met a guy and you know, awesome. But the thing that really just, he planted the seed. I'm going to just say that he planted the seed. And when I moved to Michigan, back to Michigan in November 2017, it just clicked. Everything just clicked. Holy moly. God is so good because he totally orchestrates everything for the good of those who believe in him. Romans 8:28. And I know I'm misquoting that amazing Bible verse. Please forgive me. But, you get the drift. when I first got here, I was so not receptive to anything he was saying to me. And then, you know, once he and I decided to go ahead and work everything out with our relationship, Jay, please don't. Okay, I will help you in a minute. So, holy moly, sorry y'all. So, it was just like a light switch flipped on. It was like crazy. And oh my God, I'm just forever grateful for my fiance. And his name is Joseph, by the way. I don't know if I ever say his name, or should say have said his name previously. But now we got sirens. Look, y'all, I'm sorry. I know I need to get podcasts and content out, and I'm really sorry. I live in a really urban area right now, and this is what happens. Apparently, there's a 4-alarm fire somewhere, and they're going to go put it out. All of the fire trucks in Detroit, apparently, are about to go put it out. So anyway, holy moly, you guys, with the sirens and things. They see you, I'm pretty sure of it. But anyway, I can never thank him enough for what he poured into me, just planting those seeds of the different mindset things, such as, like, it's so much more than just your personal mindset, like your life outlook. It's business wealth. What else? Understanding people as a whole, in general. Let me think. So understanding people, business, wealth, understanding, like, just kind of how all of that fits together, if you will. And understanding, like, you're not going to get out of the middle class unless you change your mindset. That's, like, the biggest thing that I learned. You cannot become a millionaire or anything more than that unless you change your mindset. We are programmed to, you know, have that 9-to-5, that, I went to college and I'm supposed to be doing this, that, and the third. Whatever. I went to college too, and look at me. I'm, holy moly, I'm so far from where I thought I would be, but in a good way now. And so I'm looking forward to really diving more into those specific changes that came about in my mindset. But it's really important for me to lay the foundation of how it all started. You know what I mean? Because literally this was not out of nowhere, and it wasn't overnight. Because you figure from when I met Joseph in December 2015, like, the whole mindset thing for me didn't start until, oh, I'd say December 2017. So you figure 2 years later. It took me 2 years to understand and to really, you know, make the decision to change my mindset. Because it's a decision. This is not just a, oh, you know, I think I'm going to change my mindset today. No, it doesn't work like that. Because this mindset that you grew up with is ingrained in you. And it's impossible unless you throw everything into changing literally your, you know, how you think and just everything. It's not a, you know, hey, we're just going to do a little bit here or there. No. That's not how this works at all. Absolutely not. It's literally, you have to change everything around you, everything that you ingest, everything that you give your attention to. And, yeah, so that's, for me, that is how it started. And I am so thankful and grateful. And where he and I are now, holy moly, never ever would have thought. But, you know, that's what happens when you change your mindset. So thank you so much for joining me, and look out for the next episode as we wrap up the month of July. Again, I am your host, Andra L. Crawford, and this is the Empowerment Podcast. Bye, guys. Love you.